A Cincinnati Council committee voted today to delay a decision on granting pay raises to unionized city workers until next month. Mayor John Cranley proposed the raises Friday, but a council majority is concerned about the fiscal impact of the pay hikes and what the plan could do to future collective bargaining efforts in the city. Councilmember Wendell Young says the mayor's plan has created total chaos.
This is another time when John Cranley has pulled a stunt that advantages no one but himself. And think about this. If we do what he's asked, it's the mayor who did this. Look at all the applause he got today. If we don't do what he's asked, we're the bad guys. He will still get the applause because he tried to represent the employees.
Young says the plan put council members in a tough spot. Mayor Cranley disagrees.
If you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen. We are elected to make value judgments. This council has no problem saying no to me. They said no to me on the streetcar.
Cranley says the city's improving financial condition should be shared with workers. He proposed giving union workers 5% pay hikes the next 2 years and a 4% raise in the third year. Cincinnati City Manager Harry Black has the verbal support of Mayor John Cranley and 7 of 9 council members who attended a special meeting yesterday. But a vote on a formal motion expressing that was delayed because of a procedural rule. That action could come next month when council resumes its normal meeting schedule. Mayor John Cranley, after yesterday's meeting, accused some council members of using the manager as a political football.
I think the question of whether we're going to protect the professional, non-political city manager is really at stake here. And I viewed it as a not-so-veiled threat on the city manager.
But that's not the take of Councilmember Wendell Young, who called the meeting. He says it was to show support for the manager and his independence. Responding to Cranley's criticism, Young says the mayor has a simple problem.
He orchestrates things behind the scenes and then hides behind the people that he puts out front to do his dirty work. Today he got an example of the fact that people are beginning to see through him, they're beginning to see through what he does, and they probably don't like what they see.
The session was called to stop rumors that the city manager was about to be replaced. Some other council members said the meeting was a waste of time and could have been handled with a phone call to the manager's office. Cincinnati Mayor John Cranley says the state of the city is strong and growing stronger. Cranley delivered his State of the City address last night to a crowd of 500 people at the 20th Century Theater in Oakley.
This past year, we have made progress on job growth, inclusion, quality of life, safety, and we even saw a 5% reduction in child poverty.
Cranley highlighted a couple of initiatives for the next year. One includes setting up a loan program to assist small businesses. That money will flow through an organization designed to train and mentor entrepreneurs.
A new microenterprise loan fund of at least $2 million will be formed, and companies groomed by Mortar will have a chance to get the loans that they need for their businesses. The microenterprise loan funds will be available to all aspiring Cincinnatians, but we'll have special outreach efforts to African-American and women-owned businesses.
The mayor announced he'll soon ask City Council to approve a proposal to have former Police Collaborative Agreement monitor Saul Green return to the city to audit the program created in 2002 and make recommendations for additional improvements. He says much has changed in the last 14 years and a review is warranted. Cranley also says the city and Hamilton County Prosecutor Joe Dieters will ask the Ohio Supreme Court to set up a housing court in the county, similar to those in Columbus and Cleveland.